With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Happy New Year! 2025 has already arrived in some places, while in others, people are preparing to welcome in the new year. And that includes New York City, where a million revelers are expected to pack Times Square to watch the glittering ball drop, probably in the rain and amid very tight security.
Countries in the South Pacific will be the first to ring in 2025. Midnight in New Zealand strikes 18 hours before the ball drop in Times Square in New York City. In Auckland, New Zealand, thousands of people are expected to gather downtown or climb the city's ring of volcanic peaks for a great vantage point to watch the fireworks. 2 hours later in Australia, more than a million people are expected at Sydney Harbour for traditional fireworks. In Paris, a traditional festive countdown to the New Year and fireworks extravaganza on the Champs-Élysées. In London, there's a pyrotechnic display along the River Thames and a parade through the city center later in the day. I'm Donna Warder.
President-elect Trump has come out for Mike Johnson as House Speaker, an endorsement that provides crucial support for the Louisiana Republican amid what's expected to be another contentious speakership race. The Democrat defections just keep on coming in Florida, where a second state lawmaker, this time it's Hillary Cassell, is switching her party affiliation, joining the Republican caucus. Earlier this month, Democrat Susan Valdez announced her switch to the GOP. Also at SRNnews.com, from Plains, Georgia, to small towns and big cities all across the country, Americans are remembering former President Carter. January 9th has been declared a national day of mourning for Mr. Carter. President Biden expected to deliver the eulogy at a service at Washington National Cathedral. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 94 points higher. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism surged in 2024.
Frankly, things have been getting worse for some time, but the deadly terrorist attack on Israel in the fall of 2023 sparked a surge in acts of hate against Jews that dominated the headlines this year. Here in the U.S., college campuses were convulsed by pro-Palestinian protests and attacks on Jewish students. Synagogues and other Jewish institutions were vandalized, prompting many Christian leaders to express their solidarity with Israel and Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion has become slightly more common in the U.S. despite bans or deep restrictions in most Republican-controlled states, and the legal and political fights over its future are not over yet. It's now been 2.5 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and put the issue in the hands of the states. As the bans swept in, abortion pills became a bigger part of the equation. This is SRN News. An ex-U.S. senator from New Jersey, a prominent Democrat, will be sentenced as scheduled.
A judge says that former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will be sentenced as scheduled, but he's postponed the start of the Democratic senator's wife's trial until February. The judge rejected Menendez's request to delay his sentencing for his conviction on bribery and other charges until his wife finishes her trial on similar charges. Menendez was convicted in July of 16 corruption charges brought by prosecutors who asserted that he used his power in the Senate to do favors that benefited three New Jersey businessmen who paid Menendez with gold bars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, and a Mercedes-Benz convertible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A team of U.S. investigators, including representatives of Boeing, have examined the site of a plane crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. More details at SRNnews.com.